Welcome and thank you for visiting us for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. For more information regarding our ministry, please stay tuned until after the following message.
I don't usually title my little sermons for this bunch and also the internet podcast or whatever, but this one's going to be titled, A Lesson in Faith. A Lesson in Faith. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes, amen. Say it with me, please. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We hear the truth. It's a process. We grow in grace, Lord willing, and we understand some things as we're growing in grace. Praise the Lord. Now, this morning, we're all called to believe, but we do not know how that God does what he does. We accept what he does by faith. He doesn't have to tell us how he does everything. We just have to believe that he is. Amen. And so as we go to Matthew's Gospel this morning, chapter 15. You remember a couple weeks ago, and Father, I thank you for your word in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen. A couple weeks ago, I was teaching along the lines of faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes. The problem is, when that was penned, they didn't have the New Testament. So what word are we talking about? We're talking about the gospel message. Say the gospel. You see, it was a death, burial, and resurrection that was preached in the first church. That word brings faith to you. And it's the same word all the time. Maybe presented differently, but the end result is the gospel. Amen. I believe in the gospel. Amen. It's not so much our ability to write the divide every jot and tittle and found in the New Testament, because to repeat, they didn't have that when that was penned by the Apostle Paul. Amen. Amen. So, the message is the same. Nothing's changed. It's just the devil tries to change the message and pervert our faith. We will not allow that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 15, 21 now. Hallelujah. A lesson in faith. Man, this is you got to think about this now. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Now, for a person to say that implies they know something. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now, that knows more than most of our psychology people today. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. In other words, get rid of her. She's a nuisance. Some disciples, But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him and saying, Lord, help me. You know, that's a good prayer right there, everybody. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now, that's a pretty blunt statement there coming from God in the flesh. And she said, Truth, Lord. See that capital? Lord. Yet the dogs are the Gentiles, we could see, eat the crumbs which falls from the master's table. You know, a little sidetrack here. I was watching that Pelosi on TV. The crumbs. Everybody say that's sickening. It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee according as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Can I have an amen? Now, I want you to think about this a minute, because this woman was not a Jew. She was not in covenant with God. Jesus was sent to the Jews first. Nevertheless, he never turns anybody away that expresses true faith in him. Now, I'm going to make a statement this morning, and most people will say I'm crazy. Well, it's been said before. I have lost my mind taking on the mind of Christ. About 6 months ago, I made a statement, all faith must be tested. And great faith will be greatly tested. Now listen to this statement. Before I give it, do we understand that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh? Amen. Well, no, he didn't do anything as God. Well, did he forgive sins? So let's rightly divide the word, everybody. Only God can forgive sins. Come on. Now I'm killing a cow right here. Sacred cow, an idol. Nevertheless, he was God in the flesh. He didn't cease to be God because he became man, the perfect man. Are you following me? Faith never takes no for an answer. Here's the kicker. Not even from God. I know it. You've lost it now. I said, faith never takes no for an answer, not even from God. Jesus was God. She was a heathen. The disciples said, get her out of here. But she wouldn't give up. Everybody shout, we're not going to give up. This is a lesson of faith we all must take to heart today. Because too many times we roll the dice and hope God answers a prayer and then we forget about it. Oh, I knew you weren't going to answer. That wasn't faith at all. This woman was not born again. She was not washed in the blood. But somewhere she heard that Jesus was Lord. The Son of David. That expresses faith in the Messiah. That she is saying, even though she was a heathen, you're the Messiah. Hello? I said faith never gives up and never says no. Not even a no from God. Amen. Now, what is the children's bread? Well, even the children get their bread and we get the crumbs that fall off the table, the master's table, she said. The children's bread. Remember in Matthew 6:11, Jesus said, give us this day, what? Our daily bread. Give us. We don't earn it. We don't merit it. We're just, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. So what is the children's bread? The children's bread is deliverance and healing. Deliverance and healing. Can you say it with me this morning? Deliverance and healing is the children's bread. When we need healing, when we need deliverance of any kind, spirit, soul, or body, it is your blessing from God. Faith never gives up. Faith does not accept no. Even if it seems that God is saying no. Listen, God never says no. You better hear that this morning. Well, amen. What does 2 Corinthians 1:20 say? Let me get ahead of myself here, and then we'll back up a minute. Hallelujah. So I'm going to challenge us all today. Amen. For the promises of God in him are what? Yes. And to him, in him, amen. To the glory of God by us. So all of God's promises cannot be no, even if it seems that God is saying no. And with this little woman, we read the scripture, it seemed like Jesus said, get out of here, I haven't been sent to you. The children's bread doesn't belong to you. But she was persistent. She would not take no for an answer, not even from God Almighty. That's faith. Can I get a big amen for some Baptists in here today? Amen. You know what? There are no Baptists in heaven. No Pentecostals, no Charismatics, no Luthercostals, Baptistcostals, only blood-washed believers in Jesus. They're called Christians first in Antioch, saints. But I do believe in being filled with the Spirit. I want to make that perfectly clear to everybody. Amen. So you see, God never says no to one of his children. Even though it seems like he does. No, that's from the devil. We've got to understand who's talking to us. Amen. And the way we know the difference is what the Word of God says. If you know what the Word of God says, then we can discern who's talking to us. Satan lies and twists the Word. God cannot lie and never twist his Word. It's forever settled in heaven. So the children's bread is deliverance and healing. Amen. What's the Bible say, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the devil brings oppression, which brings about sickness, disease, infirmity in the flesh and the soul. It's all from the devil. Amen. We got to approach it like this. See? Now I'm going to lay something on you, and I hope you can follow me, but Jesus didn't pray for healing for people. That's right. Dear God, help me. Amen. Show me 2 or 3 places where Jesus prayed to God to heal people. Right. Well, what did he do? He spoke the word. But we've got to do this agonizing prayer. Could you show me, please? Where we have to travail night and day with tears to get God to do something that he said he's already done. It's religion. We've got to reject it all. Now, I'm not saying we've got to be slothful in this area. There's a certain amount of sanctification that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to do in us, but we receive good things from God because we're in Christ. But sin will stop it. Am I doing all right this morning? So, what would prevent us from having problems? Well, in the world, we're going to have problems. You know, we're in the physical body, and sometimes things break down, this and that. But you know what God's provided? Amen. Who told you the heavens are brass? See, that devil's a liar. If the devil can defeat us in our mind, we will suddenly begin to think that's who we are. No. The Bible tells me who we are in Christ. Amen. I don't need the devil to tell me who I am. I don't need people to tell me who I am. The Word of God tells me who I am in Christ. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. The only way we can overcome is faith. The only way to exercise faith is never give up. The amens are weak this morning. I said faith takes no for an answer. Amen. Even if it seems God's saying no. You ever stop to think that God may allow it to see if we really are serious about this thing? A test of faith. But faith cannot be defeated. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, it's faith in a person, not our abilities, our knowledge. It's faith in Christ, who he was, who he is, what he did on the cross. There's two things we've got to do to have victory. Keep the faith. Stay in grace. You got it. If you're there, the faith that God put in you that only comes from him when you heard the gospel, the word that brought faith to you, cannot be defeated. I said faith can move mountains. It cannot be defeated. But it is faith in Jesus, not our ability or our phraseology or methods or formulas or anything else. It's faith in what Jesus did in his death, burial, and resurrection and defeated the devil. Amen. If we're in Christ, we got it made. But you got to understand how God operates. Amen. God's prevention is the radiance of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what. If we could all get in the Spirit of God like God wants us to, there is no disease that can live. Amen. Glory to God. No sickness can prevail. No infirmity can exist. You don't believe it, do you? Well, just stay like you are then. What can I do about it? But I'm telling you, the only answer is the power of the Holy Ghost. After the blood has been applied, there is no other answer. Thank God there is an answer. Well, you know, that little woman, what, 38 years with an issue of blood. Spent all her money on doctors. Hello. Got worse. Nowadays, they give us a pill for this and a pill for that. And then those two pills cause another problem. Then we're going to take a pill for that. Then the first thing you know, we got 20 prescriptions and we're worse. It's time to get a gospel. It's time to get Dr. Jesus involved in our mess. Thank God. Go ahead, praise the Lord. To repeat this text this morning, the woman was not a child of God, but she would not leave him alone. Now, there's nothing. God help me. Might as well say the thought it. Well, not really. There's nothing worse than a nagging woman. I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm joking, honey. All right. I'm not joking, so there. It's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than downstairs with a brawling woman. Can I go on? That's what Solomon said. 700 wives, 300 concubines. He knew what he was talking about. Amen. Couldn't live with any of them. Where am I at here? Let's see. Hallelujah. I interrupted myself there. Sorry about that. She wouldn't leave him alone. But she was pestering in faith. Pestering in faith. I like pestering. What's that mean? I don't know. Just she wouldn't give up. She wouldn't I'm sorry. Back to the woman with the issue of blood. Crawling through the crowd. Stepping on her. Get out of here. And she said, in faith, if I can touch the hem of his garment, right. I'll be healed. Right. Yeah. But the hem of the garment, you've got to understand, the garment that Jesus wore was not some raggedy cloak. It was the most expensive garment that was available. Right. Jesus wasn't poor. Right. Amen. Get that out of your mind. Devil put that in there. Mm-hmm. Amen. But he was anointed prophet, priest, and king as the Son of Man, you see. He was anointed of Jesus. He was anointed of the Father God when he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. The Holy Ghost came down in the form of a dove and anointed the Son of God without measure. Glory to God. Immediately he was driven out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Oh, we like the thrill, we like the power, but you know, there's a devil we're going to fight. Amen. But faith runs right over him. That woman, she realized that when that oil was poured down the priest's garment, that it ran down to the bottom of the garment. and the hem had little bells around the bottom of the garment there, and the oil sort of stayed there at the hem of the garment. Amen. So the oil represented the Holy Spirit. So if she could touch the hem of his garment, her point of contact was that right there, the hem of the garment. And she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, which she knew he was anointed of the Holy Ghost, the Messiah. Isn't it strange how people want to keep you away from Jesus? It is, I don't understand this. You can witness to somebody, and religion comes and pulls them into their church. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Huh? The devil wants to keep you away from Christ, because if he can, you're not going to receive anything. But faith says, no, devil, I will get close to Christ. I will receive what I need from him, because he never says no. I said, Jesus never says no. You read the Gospels, he never turns one away that comes to him in faith. Not one, ever. He's the same today. We don't even understand what faith is. Faith only comes from God. God is the source and origin of faith. It's his faith. But it comes when the word is preached and taught, which is the gospel. I'll get that through to this church. Glory to God. Amen. It's not our ability to write the divide so much and explain all the mysteries of God. That's wonderful. We should be able to do that, but that doesn't bring faith. The only thing that brings faith is the Word of God. But the Word we're talking about was the gospel. Now, can I go on, please? I'm going to go on anyway. I want you to go to Luke 21 today. That little woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. Can I get an amen? This little woman in the original text this morning was a heathen, a dog. She was outside of Israel's covenant, and yet she didn't give up. Now, if she didn't give up and got it, dear Lord, we that are washed in the blood, born of the Spirit of God, do you think that we should give up? No! And yet, so many limp-wristed Christians just can't seem to survive. That's because you're struggling in ignorance. Now you're getting under my skin. That's my job, to get under your skin, everybody. Amen. Luke 21:19. In your patience possess ye your souls. See, this is the problem. Well, why hadn't God? Who said that God hadn't answered? Who said that he hasn't sent help? It's the devil. The devil says, oh, God didn't hear you. Shut up, devil. If you pray in faith, God always hears. You seal that thing in the name of Jesus. It is not just some fictitious formula that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. You got to pray the word. Amen. Luke 21:19. And your patience possess your souls. So, this woman was persistent with patience. Amen. And Jesus said, oh woman, great is your faith. I want to get this in, everybody. Faith never gives up. Faith does not accept no for an answer, even when it seems like God says, get out of here. See, man, listen to me. In Hebrews 6:12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Get that, Hebrews 6:12. What's the children's bread? It's the promises of God. What two aspects? Deliverance and healing. Deliverance and healing is a children's bread. It is the promises of God. It was given to us through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But most of the time, the only way to receive these benefits is bare faith, no feelings, no nothing, no priming and pumping and trying to work you up into a Pentecostal fit. No, it's faith plus nothing. Glory to God will move the hand of God. Because faith is the only thing that is required. Glory to God. Someone said, well, we're saved by grace. No, I don't think that's quite accurate. Without faith, you cannot be saved. Now, God provides the grace, but you don't have grace until you express faith. When you express faith, then grace is applicable to your life, and you're not a sinner, you're a child of God. It's a children's bread. We have lived below par way too many years, talking to all of us now. It's time for us to rise up and take it by force and say, thank you, Father, for the blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the stripes he bore upon his back so we could be healed. It's a children's bread today. Amen. Don't never quit. Don't never give up. No matter what. I said, no matter what. I'm not against going to the arm of the flesh, the doctors if we have to. I'm not against taking medicine if we have to. But I'll tell you what, there's a better way. We all struggle in these areas. But the truth is, the only thing that is going to make us free. We can be in bondage to medicine. But now we've got recreational marijuana. You know what I'm saying, my man? Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with it. God created green herbs, you know, for medicine. And it opens up the way to demonism. Well, I'm nervous. I need a joint. Well, you know what? It leads to other things. Get rid of it. I said, get rid of it. Well, you saying I'm smoking marijuana? No, and you better not start. Because it'll lead to well, now we're all methed up. Get it? Meth? Meth's a big problem in this country. Big. You see, people, their teeth rotted out, they're on meth. I've been around the block. Well, we got a little wine for stomach sick. Yeah, Yeah, you do. Yeah. But Jesus made water wine. What do you mean water wine? Well, was the wine fermented? Yes, but it was diluted down the water. Can I go on, please? Dear Lord, help me. Matthew chapter 8 today. Well, this is going over great, isn't it? Amen. You know, this is much easier than last Sunday morning, if I remember right. I tried to forget that one. Praise God. I want to look at another account here. Faith never gives up. Never accepts no for an answer. Get that in your mind. But, no, there's no but to it except I'm not going to say the rest of that. Verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now, a centurion is one of the headshots there in the military. He said, Lord. There it is. See that? Everybody say, Lord. Now, is Jesus our Lord or not? Well, then, we call him Lord, don't we? Well, don't we? Sure we do. He said, my servant lies home, the sick, with palsy, grievously tormented. Now, that's bad. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Well, that, you know, God never does the same way once. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under thy roof, but what? Pray. No, speak the word. Right. Amen. My servant will be healed. Jesus didn't say, wait a minute. I've got to do 21 days of Daniel's fast here. Hallelujah. I got to quote 100 verses of scripture. I got to get prayed through. No. He just said. Servant said, speak the word. He goes on to say, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. He was exercising authority. He got the picture in the natural. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said, them that followed, verse 10, he said, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. But in the first scenario, a woman was not in the tribes of Israel. She was a heathen, and yet he said, great woman is your faith. Great faith you have. But now, he said to this centurion, he said, I haven't found such a great faith not in Israel. So most of us, would you get the oil and come over and pour some 30 weight, nod the turgid oil on this person's head, and say the big, long prayer, and you know, maybe God might do something. Folks, we need to all rise up a notch in the faith. God's requiring it in these last days. Amen. No more Christianette stuff. So, Jesus said, I haven't found some great faith, no, not in Israel. Then we drop down to verse 13. Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. So it took a little time. It wasn't like a nanosecond. See, miracles are instant. Healing's progressive. I explain healing this way. We come in contact with the roadblock of the Holy Ghost that the physical infirmity does, and it suddenly reverses and takes a stage left. It reverses and goes back the other way, and the process begins a healing instead of going down. You understand? But don't give up. So, Jesus spoke for healing. He did not pray so much for healing. He spoke for healing. Amen. Same way in deliverance, it was the same. Now let's talk just a minute about the Apostle Paul. Did he go through agonizing prayer to get people healed and delivered or not? Can't answer, can you? Because he didn't. Oh, he had his prayer closet time. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But he didn't make this big, long ecclesiastical prayer, you know, to impress people. He didn't say, Lord, but see, here's where we are. Here's where we are, sad to say, most of us. Lord, if you could just heal me. If you could, well, how many knows that God can? Well, if you would please heal me. Now we're begging. It's not faith. We got to understand this, everybody. No matter where we are right now in the physical, mental, emotional, soulish, whatever area you want to talk about, we got to understand that God has already provided everything we need to include everything that we lack. He's already set in motion everything that we need. It's called the children's bread, but it's up to us to take it. The only way you're going to take it is to have the mantle hit you like I'm going to preach on tonight. If you could do it, then why haven't you done it? Because we need the help of the Holy Spirit. He was sent to help us because he knows that we don't know how to do things like Jesus did when he walked on the earth. Well, that's why we got the Bible so we can learn. God has already provided children's bread. How do we receive it? From Christ through the cross by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when we speak the word of God under the anointing, see, that's the difference. Under the anointing, hear this statement now. When we speak the word of God under the anointing, assuming we've already done our prayers and confessed our sins or whatever, huh? It won't work if you don't. Well, I don't have any sin, bless the Lord. Well, you got a sin nature. You better start there. Amen. Too many snags today. When we preach the word, when we speak the word, did Jesus speak the word? You know, there's some scriptures in the book of Acts. I might get on it tonight. Peter didn't speak in Jesus' name all the time. We got 1,000 in Jesus' names in our prayers. That means you don't believe. Well, you're not supposed to pray once. No, Jesus prayed 2 or 3 times, but we're not talking about that so much as we are the manifestation of what God wants to do. There's a prayer time, but then there's a confession time. And I'm not overboard on confession, but I do believe in positive confession, but not mental assent. God does not honor mental assent. Well, we know God is. No, we have to know Him personally. You can only do that through Jesus. When we speak the word, heaven hears, and hell must obey. I want some soldiers in here to say this with me. Heaven hears, and hell must obey. We're the ones with the authority. Glory to God. But as long as Satan can keep lying to some of you people that you don't have it, you're never going to have it. Because he's robbing you of the children's bread. I'm making a bold statement right now. It's time for us to rise up and take our position in the body of Christ. It's time for us to excel in the kingdom of God. And not let the devil beat me down anymore and beat you down anymore. It's time to come together in one accord and believe God. No, faith never quits or gives up or never takes no for an answer, not even from God. Well, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Yeah, through Christ, but you're not the subject. He is. As long as we keep that in our hearts, will be okay. But what's the condition to walk in this way and live in this way? How many want to know? It's simple. John 15, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You got to be abiding in him. If you abide in him, then his word, scripture, abides in you. Amen. So there's a time to ask. There's a time to receive. Then there's a time to declare and speak and take authority. As long as we're praying, oh God, get the devil off my back. He's not going to do it because you're the one that got to loose and bind. We're the ones that speaks blessings and said to say cursings. We're the ones. So let us be challenged today to rise up to a new level of faith. That's the message today. This is a lesson in faith. What is it? Faith never takes no for an answer, and it never even takes no from God. Surely we can excel more than the little woman that was a dog. Amen. Praise God. So to have faith in God is to believe in His Word, activate His Word by, how many want to know? Nobody. Could I get one? Speaking. You can say you believe God's word in your mind and your thoughts till you're blue in the face, and you can. But until you say something, nothing's going to happen. Because the anointing is activated and released by words. Elisha, the sons of the prophets came to him and said, don't you know your spiritual father's going to leave today? You know what he said? Shut up! I'm going to get on that tonight because I think it's funny. Hold your peace. It means shut up. How many wants a preacher like that? Nobody. We need our faith challenged. We need our faith activated. It only is going to finalize and manifest when you and I get bold enough to confess the word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit that combats the enemy. That's the offense. Everything else in the shield of faith and all that in Ephesians is defensive. But the sword is offensive. It is a rhema word right now, a word coming from God through your confession. Amen. Well, can you prove it? Well, I don't have time. We're running out of time, but we could go to Romans 10:10. Let's go over there quickly. Can we do that? Well, I thought you were going to quit. Well, I guess you thought wrong and didn't express faith. It's a lesson in faith this morning. Patience. Romans 10:10, everybody knows this. Now look at this. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. Okay, we're talking about a person that's been made right with God and born again. All right? And with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. Now we don't confess to be saved. We confess because we are saved. But we're not talking about the new birth here. We're talking about, let me read it this way. For with the heart or the spirit, man believes the word of God unto righteousness. And with the mouth, the words of confession, what we say in faith, is made unto deliverance. You look up that word in the Greek, soteria, salvation, rescue. Salvation, confession, and with the mouth confession is made to be rescued, deliver, health, saved, physical or moral. So if I believe with my words of confession, I can set in motion my health. Do you know that you can walk if I say you can walk? No, I can't. All right. You made me half nuts, everybody. I want to close with Luke chapter 17 before I get stoned again. Yeah, I know that Bob Dylan song. Yeah, the buddy gets stoned. You know, the next person that says I sing like Bob Dylan, you know what? I'm going to make a confession of faith, and you're not going to like it. So I'm going to be like Elisha. I'm going to tell you to go back to where you came from. No. All right, everybody. Luke 17, verse 11, then. Let me close with this. Man, this is over the top here. It came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 lepers. Everybody say 10 lepers. All right. That stood afar off. Yeah, because they weren't allowed to go around people. See? They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Man, that's a good place to start. And a request, right? And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. Now think about this. Come on. They were not allowed to do that under the law. But God was overriding the law that couldn't help anybody. Glory to God. The only reason to give the law anyway is to show us how helpless we are without Christ and grace. But he said, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So they simply obeyed what Jesus said to do. Well, I don't know how he's going to do it. It doesn't matter. We don't need to know. So what we got to lose? Kind of like Naaman, go out and jump in the river 7 times. When you get up, you'll be healed. It's illogical. And these lepers, they knew, well, we're not supposed to go. We can't get around the priest. You know, we're defiled. And no, Jesus said, everybody said, Jesus said. He is the master. He said, go show yourself to the priest. So they turn around and begin to go. And as they were going in faith, they were healed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, I should guess. And he fell down on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Everybody say Samaritan. He was not in covenant with God. He was not a Jew. It wasn't the children's bread, but faith. Christ always responds to. Even today, I said, even now. Well, but, no, you need to get that billy goat out of your life. Oh, it's button. With God, all things are possible to them that what? Believe. See, you know enough word. But knowing's not enough. You've got to act on what you know, which is the truth that makes us free. It's a process. So it's the children's bread. How are we going to activate it? Words. The anointing is activated by words. If words go out there and fall on deaf ear, you're not going to get a thing from God. If words of truth finds a lodging place in your spirit, guess what? You're being set up for a miracle. Glory to God. Verse 17, and Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? Or where are the 9? You know, this is sad. Were there not 10 cleansed? Where's the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. This stranger was not in the household of faith. He was not a Jew. Yet Jesus commanded them to go and override the law of Moses, show themselves to the priest. Amen. You know what? Just like he tells us today, all that religious stuff you've been taught, forget it. I'll teach you. That's what God told me when I got out of the Bible school many years ago. He said, well, they've taught you, now I'm going to teach you. All right. Amen. The point of this message is very plain, everybody. Faith never gives up. Faith never takes no for an answer. Not from the devil, not from people, and even not from God. Because faith cannot be defeated. That's why God gave it to you when you heard and received the gospel. Furthermore, he will continue to refresh your faith and build you up as you continue to believe and hear what? The gospel.
Enjoy today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. For more information regarding our ministry and mission, please visit us online at zwmi.com. Once again, that's zwmi.com. Or visit us on Facebook at Zion Word Ministries International.